Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
All right, Michael, or Mike, on the Facebook page, like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire, points out the original Bobcat fire was on Jay Leno's couch.
All right. Oh, there you go. That's excellent. Yeah.
Was it a couch or was it a table?
I think it was the couch.
Oh, I thought it was a table for some reason.
It might have been.
Or a chair.
A couple things.
Chair. I think you're right, Craig.
My little sister walked in on my mom and dad on the couch on New Year's Eve, and my response back to her this morning on my text was, "Who was on top?" That grossed her out.
Did she answer?
No, she said she blocked it out. But I think I remember Dad telling about that story years ago. He was going at it, and he looked around, and my sister was standing there. Like, she was like a little 3 or 4
Daddy?
Years old, yeah, basically. Dad's ass hanging out. There's an emailer that says, masks don't work, and he knows. All right.
Oh, he must be a doctor or a scientist.
No, he's not. He's a douchebag that listens to us every day but hates everything we talk about. I recognize his emails, but he's a dumbass. Yeah. And they're harmful to you, by the way, too.
The masks?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can't breathe.
Dr. Mina's been wearing those things on their whole career. Dr. Ed's been wearing those things.
Surgeons have worn them forever. Yeah.
Doctors since the beginning of doctors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
I wear a face mask skiing, have for years, at 12,000 feet, and I'm still able to breathe.
Jay's an idiot. That's his name.
I wonder how he feels about shoes.
I don't know. He listens to us every day, so we win. We win. You know, he listens, so we win. Wake up and hate those dudes for 4.5 hours every day.
I mean, he does. Every morning.
That's not the only thing.
Every
week or so, he responds on something we do. All range of subjects. He just hates us.
Yeah. That would be like us watching Tucker Carlson every night.
I don't watch him
just
ever.
Just so we can bitch.
I know. I don't watch him ever.
If I hate something, I don't watch.
I know.
I don't participate.
Well, you'd have to watch it 4 times for it to be as long as this show.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, I avoid stuff I hate.
Yeah, I always have. I really have.
Yeah, that's more human nature.
I mean, there's a situation where you might not like an announcer on something you're actually watching, but that's different, that I don't go towards things that I do not like.
Yeah, if there's music I don't like, I don't listen to it.
Right, exactly.
Food I hate, I eat something else.
Yeah, if you seek out something you hate, that's sociopath
stuff. I'm even bad when people qualify it, when they say, well, it's not bad for country music. Well, that's just, if you qualify something to me, I don't even listen to that.
It's still bad.
You know what I mean? I don't want to pick on country music there. I will once in a while, the new stuff, obviously. But it just, when you qualify it, well, it's not bad if you don't like opera. It's not, I don't want to go. I mean.
For something terrible, it's not that terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's still terrible.
I just don't like it. That's fine. You can like it. You could like it.
My daughter's been getting really mad at me because I'll selectively sing along to some of the really bad country music that she listens to.
Oh, I've done that too, yeah.
There's one dude who goes, a green bean casserole. you can't.
Brilliant lyrics. Like, why? That's brilliant.
I'll get in trouble just for laughing at something that comes on. I'm like, stop it. I'm like, well, don't play it. If I can't laugh at it, maybe it shouldn't be on.
My daughter likes some of that stuff too.
That's why I like country music. Nobody else sings about green bean casseroles. Right. There's not one rock song that mentions a green bean casserole.
Well, probably not.
That I can think of.
I don't know.
How are you going to know what the band likes if they don't list it off in the song?
And Sunday dinners at grandma's. Right. Come on, church too. You got to have church and sweet tea.
Maybe some sweet tea. Sweet tea.
Maybe some sweet tea.
Sweet
and
tea sucks.
Yeah. Don't forget the whiskey.
Oh, you got out of the whiskey. And your girlfriend's cool. She had her hat on backwards. She drinks Coke and Sprite.
Yeah, wearing Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, great.
And love your old truck. You got to love your old truck.
All right, forget it. Let's all just quit this job, go to Nashville, and write songs. Yeah, I think we're qualified.
Yeah, except for the guitar part.
There's some songs that come out now that are they're not even writing their own songs. They're just taking snippets of lyrics of other well-known country songs and then compiling them into a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, like a mashup?
Yep. Sucks.
Yep.
But if you laugh at it, you get in trouble in the car.
Apparently, everybody and their brother wants to date Kim Kardashian.
Oh, she's single now, right? Well, exactly. Yeah, she's loaded, too, but...
Yeah.
What happened?
And rich, he said.
She loaded. Yeah, she's loaded, and she's probably really, you know, pretty
bitchy?
Hot. Pretty hot in the sack.
But people are reaching out through mutual friends, that she's worked with to set her up, with everybody from royal family members to A-list actors to athletes to billionaire CEOs.
Of course.
She's capable of finding her own.
Well, but that's who she's going to meet. She's not going to.
True.
She's not going to date a guy that's a salesperson at a local business calls her up. She's going to date another celebrity. That's how that's who you run into.
Right. She's not going to date. Where was she shopping for dildos? I saw a piece this morning. She was in a sex shop.
I'm sure
shop
it was called somewhere. Huge Dildos, probably.
Oh, it was Miami. Right.
The Forearm Emporium.
The Forearm Emporium is right.
Yeah, she's probably not going to date some guy she met at the Forearm Emporium.
Good chance she ain't going to date a white guy either. Yeah,
but apparently she came out of the adult toy stuff.
Forearm Emporium.
The Forearm Emporium with a bag full of new toys.
Right. Well, good for her.
And she knows that's going to make the news.
Oh, yeah. And people don't care anymore.
No, I bet she's a nightmare to hang out with and deal with.
Years ago.
Oh, like my God. Hanging out with the queen.
Years ago, if you wanted to buy sex toys, you had to send one of your minions out to get them.
Now you just, yeah.
Now you could do it and not be ashamed.
There you go.
So that's good.
Kardashian would prefer for her next relationship to just happen organically.
What's she going to do? Meet some guy at the grocery store? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not picking on her. Because
she doesn't have to meet him in the organic section.
If you're that famous, I mean, I'm reading an article. I was reading an Esquire magazine interview with the guy who used to be the actor who just – recently broke up with Jennifer Aniston a couple years ago.
Justin Theroux,
great actor. Yeah. And in the article, they talk about they're still friends, and once in a while they'll FaceTime. They really like each other still, but they broke up. I'm thinking, who the hell, and even now, he's a famous actor, and he was walking his dog in New York City somewhere, and the headline said, Jennifer Aniston's ex caught walking her dog, and whatever like that. So he's even Jennifer Aniston's ex. Now, who's calling her? I mean, like that. These really, really famous women. It's got to be somebody famous to even get a chance to meet them.
Like, those are probably the only dudes who think they'd have a shot.
You're right.
Yeah.
But she doesn't need anybody with money because she's loaded. Kim Kardashian is really loaded, obviously. So we've always talked about how do people meet regular. They don't ever meet regular people. You know.
No, they meet people in their circle.
Right. And which I guess you would. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, she's going to meet someone organically, but it's going to be at some high-end Hollywood party,
right,
and that person's going to already be famous.
Right, right, right.
And if they're not famous, they're going to own a yacht or something.
Yeah. Right.
And some, because
absurdly rich.
Yeah, regular guy's going to, remember when you were Kim Kardashian? Remember that? You know, that's you can't have a fanboy.
Pretend I'm Ray J.
Right.
I'll leave my socks on.
I used to masturbate to you all the time. You want to go out? Try that, guys.
That stuck to the tape.
Yeah.
Try that, because you
really
did.
That really narrows it down.
You would think that would be a flattering comment.
You would think so.
You would think.
It is if a woman says it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If a dude says it,
it's
super creepy.
Right. Yeah, it would work on us.
Right.
No, but it's...
Thanks for working at my bank.
It's supposed to be a compliment.
I just don't know how you meet people like that. You're not going to... Not that you'd have a shot with anybody all the time, but I'm just saying, she's getting calls from royal families, A-list actors, people, stuff like that, stuff she'd actually get a chance to meet.
Yeah, and I'm guessing those royal families are probably from, you know, questionable Middle Eastern countries.
Maybe that too, like that. They want to buy her.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to have to be with somebody who's able to just, like, fit into that machine. Like,
somebody's
it's all
not,
publicity.
Somebody's not freaked out by it, right?
Yeah. How many stars do you see dating regular schmoes?
The only time you ever see it, and they're not even regular schmoes, there are guys in the business, but they're off camera.
Right.
They're like agents.
A producer.
Things like that.
Something.
Producers,
yeah.
Right. But that's who they run into. And they don't want to date, who'd want to date a fanboy, you know, or a fangirl?
Yeah, they want somebody they're on an equal level with.
And if you do see that happen, it doesn't ever last.
No.
You know?
No.
I mean,
no.
Occasionally you'll hear, oh, she married some regular guy, but then they break up.
Yeah, they do.
They do. Things get weird.
Yep.
The regular guy can't identify with the celebrity's problems and, you know.
Well, we had that with the girl was on the...
and we talked to Kerry Russell.
Kerry Russell was married to a contractor in New York City they'd met through mutual friends. Now, he probably was a decent salaried contractor, but she left him for the actor, Matthew Rice.
Right? Yeah. You're nice, but I'm going to go start banging my co-star.
Right.
You know?
Amy Schumer's with the regular dude. He's just like a chef.
Is he? Okay, but he was a TV chef, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really keep up on her, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I saw she
yeah, but she's
a
comedian.
With the dude
comedians date regular people, too, all the time, you know.
I think it helps a comedian.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Should have guessed she was married to a chef.
Yeah, American chef and farmer from Martha's Vineyard.
Okay. Oh, see, he's got money. If you're from Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah,
right.
Wait, the money thing would have to work out, too, because you wouldn't have to be like... Anywhere they'd want to go, they'd be like, let's do this. But like, are you paying again?
Right, everything, You're right. I can't afford that $1,000 night suite you want to stay in. Oh, that's right. I'll take care of that.
Is anybody just ordering an appetizer?
I threw that too low, too. Is anybody can order an appetizer?
Right. Can I get an entree tonight?
Right. Well, good. I hope she finds somebody she loves. But then she's got to deal with Kanye showing up. This is my new guy, Jim. You're sitting over there.
Hey, Yeezy.
How many kids you have with Kanye?
She popped.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Four. Yeah. Okay.
North Chicago,
South,
Saint, Psalm.
East, West, Jim.
Psalm. I was not familiar with Psalm.
No. And Jim.
She says the qualities most important to her are someone who values family, is supportive, fun, romantic, enjoys the simple things, and is also hardworking.
Oh, whatever.
The simple things. Get out of here.
That's everybody's list.
You're Kim Kardashian. Right. Nothing is simple.
Yeah, and a huge dong.
And have you seen my ass, she said? You better bring the forearm and porry. Sorry, said that wrong.
It's hilarious when you do that.
Shut up.
Dying over here.
It's a new store. I don't know how to say it yet.
It's the store.
The Forearm Emporia.
Now, I got a text from our buddy DJ Weenie Wagon, and I think that might be his next business venture.
Oh, yeah?
If the Weenie Wagon doesn't come back.
And the Forearm Emporia.
Yeah, I think he's going to start the Forearm Emporia.
Only sell giant dildos.
Kellen would be glad to endorse the Forearm Emporium.
Yeah. Right. We'll be there for the grand opening.
Yeah. I got this theme song used in a commercial.
You better close your face and stay out of the way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
Although maybe he could repurpose.
You call it Fist City, man. Fist City, the Forearm Emporium.
He could repurpose the Weenie Wagons and make it a mobile thing.
A mobile dildos?
Yeah. The mobile Forearm Emporium.
Well, there may be some zoning difficulties there.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, it would give a whole new meaning to the Weenie Wagon.
Yes, it would be.
Sure.
It's not. Forget that easy one.
It'd be like that commercial we're seeing, which I think is really stupid, where the guy just pulls out the wet teddy bear out of the hot dog thing. Just pulls out a big, huge forearm.
He does things differently.
I'm amused by that one, and I don't know why.
At first I am, then I thought, it's stupid.
I don't know why. But it does point out that you should probably read the sign before you buy the product.
That's true.
It's not as funny as the guy.
I ordered a hot dog, not a forearm.
It's not as funny as the guy dressed up as the cell phone jumping into the
giant
bag
of
rice.
I like that kid. Yeah, he's pretty good at that.
Come on, Rice. Yeah. Do your thing.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Georgia Aquarium says its otters have tested positive for the coronavirus.
God, who was sucking face with an otter?
Sneezing, runny noses,
somebody's
lethargy.
Somebody's about to lose their job.
And a cough.
Yeah. How do you know if an otter's got a runny nose?
I don't know.
Aren't they just wet?
Right. They're always slimy.
Good point.
I would be curious about that myself.
That sounds like something you'd say in a spy movie. How do you know if an otter's got a runny nose?
That is a legitimately good point.
I thought it might be. Thanks for that.
Sounds like the setup to a Laffy Taffy joke.
I'm proud of that question. Yes, it does sound like that.
Work on that, Nick. Yeah. Write it down.
Now we need a punchline there, Nick.
I always try to guess those. I'm always disappointed when I can't.
Somebody wiped the otter's nose. Why? It's always wet.
He's just going to get back in the water.
Exactly.
I've encountered river otters before, and I never said, oh, it sounded like he has a little cough.
Oh, maybe that one didn't.
Right. He looks like he's a little stuffed up.
Well, they had to get it from somebody.
Yeah, they figured they got it from a person, a staff member who was asymptomatic.
Oh, okay. Some got way too close to the otter, huh?
Well, they got to take care of him.
Yeah, they're taking care of him.
Has COVID killed any of these animals that have gotten it?
We haven't heard that specifically, no. Popularity of the streaming services looks like, by far, it's Netflix. And then it goes Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, Hulu, and HBO Max.
Yeah, well, Netflix has the most... Seems like they have the most things on there.
They have the most original content.
Yeah. The other ones are catching up with that, though.
Yeah, but I've noticed a lot of the stuff on HBO Max is, like, foreign.
There's also one. Justin Theroux's got a new one out. It's called The Mosquito Coast, but it was on some other one I don't have.
It's on Apple.
Okay,
Yeah, okay. I got to mark that down to watch it. That looks good.
Yeah.
But no, I've clicked on a couple of series on HBO Max that look kind of interesting. I'll read the synopsis, and then it's subtitled.
Yeah,
and I don't got time for that. South American or European, or it's like, okay.
At this point now, isn't Netflix putting out about as much original content as the networks?
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, no, the networks still have a ton of shows.
Netflix
Todd.
Is putting out one new movie every week.
Yeah, movies are. Yeah.
But not as many series.
No, there's network TV's got four networks. Including Fox, and they have a ton of programs.
I would go a different way on that.
Yeah.
In that a network has one channel.
Right.
Netflix can show you 100 things at the same time.
Yeah, but a lot of that is stuff that's already owned. You saw it's movies.
But as far as original content goes, they're rivaling them. They put on a lot of
original content. No, I was going through original content on Netflix. I can't find stuff I want to watch. It's like
but that doesn't mean it's not there.
Well,
they're putting out a lot of original content. You're just not interested in most of it.
You don't want to watch The Crown. You don't want to watch The Queen's Gambit, but it's out there.
No. Yeah, I've read somewhere the number, and this was a couple years ago, the number that they spent on original programming, and it was absurd. Yeah. It was like $10 billion.
And they seem to put out more buzzworthy series, because I don't hear many people talking about network shows, but I hear people talking about The Queen's Gambit and The Crown and whatever that other one was.
Well, we're also not talking about
handsome black
kind of people.
Oh, yeah.
Bridgerton.
These shows, I'm not defending these network shows, I don't watch them either, but they've been around forever, and these people are making a lot of money.
Oh.
So there's a group of people that are watching all those shows, the Blue Bloods, the CSIs, they're all being watched by millions of people.
But if they weren't generating revenue, they wouldn't be on the air.
It's on your TV.
But pure volume has to be even older now.
Yeah.
Pure volume, I think the number of series that they're putting out, Netflix is, I think, leading.
Yeah. Yeah. They kind of do what Ken Burns does, especially like a lot of those documentaries they have on there could be
way
like two
long.
Or three episodes.
They're too long.
They just keep repeating themselves.
Yep.
Like, I know that guy did that.
That's what Leonard Maltin agreed with me on that one, too. A documentary doesn't need to be five nights and 10 hours. Yeah.
No, it's
unless
too much.
It's about Michael Jordan.
Because they repeat them. You're right. They repeat them. They reset it up with a whole other hour of the same thing they just told you last time. Yeah. But a lot of those series don't look any good at all. I can't find myself to click on anything, you know? unless I know somebody personally to watch something, they said it was pretty good.
But then sometimes I've taken a chance on something and been pleasantly surprised that it was actually pretty good.
I saw that Netflix has Saving Private Ryan on it again.
Oh, it does?
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I always think, like, when the Oscars come out, they're like, because I usually watch that, like, once a year. And whenever the Oscars come out, they're like, well, the best movie of the year. I'm like, well, it's probably Saving Private Ryan again. If anybody watched it, it's got to be the best movie you saw.
It's next Sunday, the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
Now, they keep saying it's... There's a bunch of guests in this, but it's not a big event.
Well, it's the,
where are the people? They're all getting vaccinated, so they're all being somewhere. But there's nobody in the crowd, is
no,
there?
No, there's nominees. There's going to be nominees there, but
and,
I don't.
No,
think
there's more
gonna
too.
Be...
Brad Pitt's up there. They have other celebrities showing up at this thing, but they're not nominees.
But not like general crowd in the Staples Center.
I believe they're going to have a handful of places where people are going to gather.
Oh, I
for that
not,
sort of thing.
I got it.
It's not
going to
be nearly
idea,
as
though.
Big.
You are. If you get Best Picture, you should be able to have a chance to repeat the next year.
Yeah.
Defend your crown.
If you're still the best.
You automatically get a nomination for the next year.
Yeah. And still.
Right, then somebody has to dethrone you. Like, they've really got to earn it.
Francesca Wyckoff went out to her driveway in Maricopa, Arizona to...
To Wyckoff.
To...
You wicking off in there?
Wyckoff!
She went out to her driveway to find her GMC Yukon had two slashed tires. A severed finger was nearby.
Oh, God.
Trail of blood led to a nearby residence. One resident of the home is out of town. The other is the man she believes is the owner of the finger.
Get that finger all up in there.
The owner. Do you own this finger? Guy reaches out. Yeah, look.
Not anymore.
It'd be an easy way to find out if it's him.
This yours, Stumpy?
He was slicing the tires and accidentally sliced his finger, but it left it there.
Yeah.
That's how they could track you down.
Maricopa police took the finger into custody.
Yeah.
Now you got to slash her tires before she cheats again.
Yeah.
What?
Miss Wyckoff speculates the owner of the finger is a neighbor who'd gotten into a disagreement with her and her husband the night before.
And he was drunk enough.
Makes perfect sense. Yes, then he got drunk and did that, and they found his finger.
Right.
he had been drunk earlier, annoying the neighbors, and blah, blah, blah. They asked him to leave, and he didn't care for that. And then did that. The neighbor in question hasn't returned to his residence since then. When a neighbor last heard him cry out, the neighbor heard him yelling and crying about 10:30, so they figure that's when it happened.
Man.
He misses his finger, man.
That's going to be a hell of a hangover.
You know he walked the whole way home, too, and realized his finger was not there anymore. He was that drunk, you know. Why am I bleeding? Where's my finger? Yeah.
You wake up the next morning like, what have? Oh, no.
Oh, you were out slashing tires again. Yeah. Got your finger this time. Knew that was going to happen.
At least he chose a good sharp knife.
Yeah. Hang on here.
Well, he showed them.
Get that finger all up in there.
Quick break. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.